botte. Hello, hello. Okay, there we go. Good morning. Good morning, Catalyst. Today for multi-generational service, I have the privilege, along with The Forge. If you don't know what The Forge is, it's our middle school ministry, 6th grade to 8th grade. And I strongly encourage them to help me lead this service. You guys had a choice, right?
A little bit.
They had a little bit of a choice, but no. To just start off, if you guys could just give an applause for The Forge, I'm so proud of them and in the ways that, as I've encouraged them to help me with the message, that they've just really stepped into things. They came up with a bunch of different ideas, and so today you guys are going to get a sneak peek a little bit about how we do things in The Forge, right? And so kids, right? It's a multi-generational service. It's a blessing to have you guys in here. And so I'm going to commit to you guys, right, to be engaging, to have you guys involved. If you guys can commit to focusing, being engaged, and participating, I actually have a reward for you guys. Put it behind your back first so they can't see, right? It's going to be a surprise, yeah. There's like three in there, yeah. All right, so I have my helpers here, Dylan and Ezra. This was their idea for the surprise, right? So you guys are in for a treat. So if you guys stay engaged and focused and participate and follow what we're doing, here's your guys' reward. How come you guys don't seem like you're excited? Is that a good reward? Guys, I don't think they're too impressed by your guys' reward. I'm just kidding. There'll be a different reward that I guarantee you guys will like. But I'll have to tell you guys about it later. All right? So in The Forge, we like to start off our sessions differently. I know the kids like to talk a lot. And so actually, we're going to start off our time today with the same way we do it in The Forge. And so today we're going to be going over patience, all right? We're going to be going through the Spirit and patience. And so I'm going to have Vivian and Megan come up. Yeah, Vivian! Where's the, over here. So you're going to go first. All right, so how we normally start off is with questions. I start off the time with questions so that the kids could get some of their talking out, their energy out, but it'll have to do with something with the service. And so Megan prepared the first question that you guys can share with each other, and then maybe we'll get some answers and responses from what you guys have. So go ahead, Megan.
Is there someone in your life that is difficult to have patience with?
Can you repeat it one more time, Megan?
Oh, sorry. Is there someone in your life that is difficult to have patience with?
Is there somebody in your life that it might be difficult to have patience with? So go ahead, share with your neighbor. We'll give you some time to share with your neighbor if there's somebody that you might have patience with. We don't want to start any fights here, so. All right. I felt like I couldn't give you guys too much time for that question or else things might get too wild. All right. For your second question, Vivian has a question she prepared. And so Vivian, go ahead and ask your question.
What is one thing that you have had to wait for?
What is one thing that you have had to wait for? So go ahead and share with your neighbor. What's one thing you had to wait for?
Yes.
All right. I hope you guys got to share with somebody. Any of the kids, you guys, what's one thing you guys have had to wait for? Something maybe you really wanted, or what is it?
The school year to end.
I know, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? I asked the Forge at the beginning of this year, are you guys excited? You know, you're starting a new school year. What are you guys looking forward to? I think everybody in class said, I can't wait till school's over. But you know, I totally relate to that, but you know, we still gotta go through school and be a good steward of it. Anybody else wanna share what's one thing that they had to wait for? Any kids? Anybody?
Spring.
What?
Spring.
Spring? You like spring? The season spring? You wanted to wait for spring, right? Yeah, sometimes during winter we're like, oh man, I can't wait till it's spring and sunny. Eli, did you have one?
Christmas presents.
Ooh, that's a big one, right?
Disneyland rides.
Oh, yeah, there's long lines there, right? You got to wait a long time for those. Jackson.
Library visits.
There we go, right? Can't wait to get to the library. Right? There's a lot of things that we like to wait for, right? There's some things that we just can't wait for, like maybe on Christmas Eve. You're like, oh, I just can't wait to open the presents tomorrow. Can't wait to see all the gifts that I got, right? Maybe we're waiting in line at Disneyland. Oh, I just can't wait to get on that ride, right? Even though you have to wait like 7 hours until you can get on. But there's a lot of things in life that we have to be patient for. And so Jackson, can you come up and read the verse that were the fruit of the Spirit? Let me get you the mic. Galatians 5:22. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Galatians
5:22-23.
All right.
Okay.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Thanks, Jackson. Thank you, Jackson. All right, when it comes to patience, I want you to raise your hand. Is patience easy? I only see maybe one or two hands raised. If my message doesn't work, go talk to those people because they might probably have the answer. No, but right, patience seems pretty hard, right? Even if it is something we're really looking forward to, patience is hard. Kids, why do you think patience is so hard, right? I know your famous words you hear from your parents probably is later, right? Or not now, or no, we don't have time for that, right? Why is patience hard? Right, it's easy to, when somebody says, is it okay if I have this cookie? No, not right now. Oh, man. Can we go to the library? Not today. Dang it. Right, there's all these things when it requires patience, we do one of these. How many of you kids do this? Right, as soon as you do this, you're not being patient. Right, as soon as you give one of, well, kids, I'll let you know on a little secret. The adults do that too. Right? They may not physically be going like, I don't want to go to bed yet. I want to stay up. Right? But I guarantee you, the parents, the adults inside, their spirit is going like this. Right? Patience. It requires a lot. And so actually, here's the definition of patience. Right? Patience is the quality of being patient as the bearing of provocation, annoyance, misfortune, or pain without complaint, loss of temper, irritation, or the like. Number two, an ability or willingness to suppress restlessness or annoyance when confronted with delay. Number three, quiet, steady perseverance, even-tempered care and diligence. Right? That's why patience is hard, right? Because there's actually two parts to patience, right? There's the waiting part that we all know. But I think the key is, it's this ability to not let that waiting irritate us, right? It's hard because it's easy to want to complain, right? It's easy to get restless. And the hardest part of it is probably because most of the time patience requires us to sacrifice something that we want, when we want it, how we want it, and it's not playing out that way. Right, and that goes for all ages. Bob's giving me a hallelujah, so kids, even Uncle Bob deals with that. Right? But I did want to give you guys an actual, I think almost perfect example of what patience looks like. So I have a special video that we're going to watch that I think shows what patience actually looks like. Where do I put it next to? Right, so in that video, Brinley is very patient, right? She not only just waits for her reward, she sees and she knows what she wants. I mean, it's right in front of her, right? There's times where I know some of you guys are like, oh, it looks like she's going to go for it. But what does she do, right? She sits there, she gives a little shimmy, right? She's so excited and happy because she could see what she wants, right? She even pretends like she's eating it like, ow, ow, ow. And she starts smiling or laughing. She pretends to grab it, right? You know, that's a perfect picture of patience. But how often do we feel like that when we have to wait for something? Right? There's times I know where we get hangry, right? And acting like Brinley when we're hangry isn't good enough, right? Maybe you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to eat. I'm not in my car like, Right? That doesn't hold me over, or, you know, I'm waiting for something, and I'm like, oh, I'll just pretend to get it. That's good enough, right? It doesn't sit that way. Right? And so if patience is difficult like that, if we can't all be like Brinley in that situation in our different situations in life, why would God want us to be patient if it's so hard? Right? Kids, do you have any idea why maybe that's something that's so hard? Why would God want us to be patient? Well, you know, part of it is, one, God knows more than we do, right? God knows that patience is a tool, it's an ability, and it's an attribute to help us deal with life, right? God knows that when it comes to life, there's a lot of things that we have to deal with, right? Life brings a lot of different things that'll come your way, And patience is one of those things that'll help us, right? And you know, one thing that I want you guys to know, and me and my wife have to hold on to this and remind each other of this is, you know, just because something's hard, it doesn't mean that it has to be bad, right? So I want you kids to know that when you're going through life and dealing with different things, just because something starts to get hard doesn't automatically mean that it's bad, right? But I also know that the enemy, right, he wants us to give up. He doesn't want us to be patient, right? He has crafty ways to make us feel defeated, or he makes us feel like we can't even step into a decision, or I can't wait for this, or I just need to hurry up and do something and not deal with the situation that is really at hand, right? Sometimes we shy away from patience. We shy away from opportunities that require patience. And even jokingly, right, there's the common joke that don't pray for patience, right, because then you know that you're going to have to deal with and test and be tested in the face of situations that require your patience, right? But there's one thing about patience that I think it's important for us to know, right? And this point is, if you don't use it, you'll lose it, right? I think this other reason why patience is difficult is because patience is a choice, right? You have to choose to be patient. You have to choose to be patient instead of having instant gratification, right? You have to choose to be patient instead of just reacting right away, right? And sometimes you even have to choose patience over the things that you want, how you want it, and when you want it. And so right now, we're going to have a skit that some of the Forge kids prepared. And so I'm going to have Jared, Dylan, and Cameron come up. Yeah. Let me grab the mic. So you guys will have to pass the mic to each other.
Okay. Dude, there's so much traffic.
Wait. Oh. We're gonna be so late.
Well, we wouldn't have been late if you didn't get Songo sushi and McDonald's fries.
But it was so worth it.
Yeah, and because of you, we might miss our flight.
Well, this trip was your idea in the first place.
Oh, shut up!
No, you started. In an
alternate universe, same scene happened.
Dude, we're gonna be so late.
We're gonna be so late.
Well, this wouldn't have happened if you...
Come on, guys.
Uncle Brett!
We just learned this class. We need to exercise our patience. Plus, we were supposed to help lead service on Sunday, so we need to be about it.
But we're going to be late, and it's his fault.
But God says we need to be our patience in trials and be patient with one another. We need to trust in his timing.
You're right. I'm sorry, Cameron. Let's just put our trust in God and know that it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. We can trust in his timing because he has a plan for us.
All right, so in the skit, right, there was an opportunity that they had to blame each other or get upset. But right, they had a choice. They could listen to that wise guy standing behind them with the hat and know that, you know, patience is a choice. You have to be patient with one another. You might have to be patient with your time and choose to be patient and know that, you know, God's timing is perfect. Right, and so in preparing for this message, right, I found that patience is often talked about in three main areas, right? The first one, in trials and tribulation. And the second, when dealing with others. And the third, when there's an expectancy of Jesus. All right? And so we'll go over the first one. I listed a couple verses where it talks about patience in dealing with trials and tribulations, right? There's Romans 12, James 1, 2, and 3, and James 5, 10 through 11. Right? Romans 12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. James 1, 2 through 3 talks about it. Consider it joy when you're dealing with trials of many kind, knowing that the testing of your faith will produce perseverance. James 5, 10 through 11 talks about an example of patience and suffering, right? And knowing that you are blessed when you persevere, right? When it comes to dealing with others, there's other Bible verses talks about patience when dealing with others. Proverbs 15, 18, Romans 15, 5 through 6, Ephesians 4, 2. Proverbs 15 says, a hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. Right, in the Romans verse, talks about having the same attitude of endurance and encouragement with one another. Ephesians 4 says to be completely humble and gentle, being patient, bearing with one another in love. And when it comes to an expectancy of Jesus, the Bible verses that talk about patience are Psalm 41, Hebrews 10, 36, and James 5, 7. Psalms 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. Hebrews 10, 36 talks about being patient so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he's promised. And James 5, 7 says to be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. Right? When I think we often think of patience as just sitting, right? Just sitting and waiting. Right, when we think of patience, it's standing in line, it's waiting for the clock to tick to a certain time so we could go out for recess, right? It's waiting till work's day's over, it's waiting till this person will stop talking so I can do something else, right? Patience is all around us, and it often seems like it's idle time. But I think when it comes to patience, it's actually an active opportunity. And what do I mean by that? Well, patience may be a time where God wants you to still be still and wait. But I feel like even in the waiting, there's a certain posture that we need to have. Right? This posture that is active and intentional. And even so, even though you're in this place of waiting, there's things that we can be doing to help us grow in our patience. Right? And the thing about the fruit of the Spirit and it being patient, it's different than what the world would describe as patience, right? Even though the worldly definition essentially says to just wait and not grumble, or while you're waiting, or while you're persevering, to not get angry or have a bad temper, I think God calls us to something even higher, right? Because the waiting itself is hard, and then the waiting without the grumbling is even harder. And so how do we expect ourselves to be able to do that? How do you expect to do that in the midst of trials and tribulation? How are you expected to do that when it's to dealing with others? How are we expected to do it when we're waiting for God to show up? Right? It needs to be an active opportunity. And so kids, I need a couple volunteers for a demonstration. Okay, Ellie, you want to come up? One of the Forge kids, come up too. Dylan, you want to come up? All right, Karis, you want to come up? Gracie, you could come up. All right. So for this demonstration, to show how patience is an active opportunity, right? Patience, I said, is a choice, right? And so what we're going to do is, I want you guys to build some strong arm muscles so you can look like Uncle Mark LaChica, all right? And so in order for you guys to build strong arm muscles, I want you guys to do some squats. Do you know what squats are? Yeah, let's do like 5 squats, okay? Count, can you count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, now flex. Let me see your arm muscles. I don't know if that did anything. Okay, maybe instead, Can you guys do 10 jumping jacks? All right, let's do 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, let me see your arm muscles again. Okay, pretty good. But did that make sense to you guys that we wanted to build arm muscles? What were you guys doing? You were using your legs, right? You were using other parts of your body, right? Okay, you guys could sit down. Thank you for the... Right, in this example, I wanted to have them to have strong arm muscles. So did I just expect them to have strong arm muscles? No. Right, in situations that require patience, sometimes do we just expect ourselves to be patient? Like, oh, I just need to be patient, right? No, it requires you to intentionally do things to help you grow in your patience, right? They could do all these different exercises, but if they're not working on the specific thing, if they're not being intentional with it, how can they expect their patience to grow? How can they expect their arm muscles to grow if they're working out their legs or if they're doing other things? And so for us, in the same way, when it comes to patience, how do we expect ourselves to just be patient? Right? It requires us to be intentional with it and use it as an opportunity. Right? And so when it comes to patience, I think there's one key thing. Shout out to my dad, because this word is never going to leave my mind: perspective. Right? We need to shift our perspective when it comes to waiting. We need to shift our perspective when it comes to patience. Right? And the way that we shift it is knowing that when we are facing with a time that requires patience, is actually an active opportunity for us to grow, right? And another shout out to my mom. We had a good talk this past weekend, and we came to the conclusion that one of the biggest things that patience requires is surrender, right? When it comes to patience, one of the biggest things you have to do is relinquish your control. Right? Because the reason why it's hard to be patient is because it's we want something, how we want it, when we want it, we expect it. And when that doesn't take place, that's when we don't have patience. And so in order for us to get to that point of patience, we need to let go. Right? Sometimes the things that we want, maybe it's not the best for us, the things that we want. When we want it, maybe actually it isn't the best time to do it. How we want it. Maybe it needs to come in a different way, right? We need to recognize that sometimes, even though we feel like we know best, maybe that's not how it's supposed to be, right? And we can do that in forms of actively laying it down before the Lord, right? Sometimes we identify something that we know we need to let go of, and we can give it to the Lord and say, God, I'm struggling with this. I feel like this is hindering me. It's keeping me from being able to be patient with this person. I feel like I just keep getting frustrated, or I need to let go, right? And there's other times, some of us, myself included, where maybe we're a little bit more stubborn and we're almost forced to wait, right? I have this picture of wrestling with God, right? And I'm thinking, no, this is how it's supposed to be. And God's got me in a chokehold, and I'm like, no, come on, this is how it's supposed to be. And he's just waiting for me to tap out before I say, okay, you know what? You're right, you got it in control. But either way, you know, we have to recognize that it requires our surrender and us relinquishing our own control. Right, and when it comes to the three areas that we talked about, trials and tribulations, dealing with others, and an opportunity for God to show up, the way that we can shift our mindset towards it comes like this. Right, when we're going through trials and tribulation, I feel like our patience is an opportunity to stand firm in who we know God to be. Right? In the waiting, we can go to his goodness. Right? We can place our hope and our plans in his grace and his mercy. We can hold on to his love and sovereignty. Right? Instead of just holding on to everything in our control and gritting our teeth, we know and we see that we have a God that already has victory. Kids, I know a lot of you guys play basketball, right? You guys like basketball, you guys watch basketball on TV. I want you to think about this, all right? You're in a game. Unfortunately, you're losing, it's okay. right? And you have the ball. And because you're losing, you're like, I got to score. I got to make sure we get this basket. I got to make sure we got to do this. I got to make sure we do this. I need the ball. I need to shoot. I need to make sure it happens. And it's as if you have God as a teammate who's just standing there in the corner like, watching you just try to dribble, right? You're trying to shoot. You're trying to go around everybody. The defense is playing hard and you're losing, right? That's facing some adversity. And sometimes we don't want to give up the ball. No, I got this. I got to make sure we come back and win. I got to make sure we score. But the thing is, God standing over there in the corner, you know, he shoots threes better than Steph Curry. You know how Charles Barkley says it? Guarantee. I guarantee you that God shoots better threes than Steph Curry. And so why wouldn't we pass him the ball? Right? If you're in that situation, if I was in that situation, I think I'd be passing him the rock every time. Right? I know that God can lead us to victory. And so in that same way, when it comes to our control, when we're dealing with adversity in different situations, are we always trying to call isolation and say, I got this, don't worry, I got this? Or are we willing to say, you know what? I need to put it in the hands of somebody else who I know has victory and that has control. Right? When it comes to dealing with others, I feel like patience is an opportunity for us to see others the way that God sees them and the way that God sees the situation. Right? In having to deal with others, it can be difficult, but it can be an opportunity to bless others even when it's hard. We can extend mercy, grace, peace in the same way that God does for us. Right? And actually, he calls us to do that. Right? Sometimes with your friends or your parents or even your siblings, they just get on your nerves, right? The people that are closest to us, they know how to push each other's buttons. Right? You could ask my brother. I used to push his buttons too far. Right, and it used to test his patience, I'm sure. But in those moments, if we can recognize that we need to shift our perspective in that, I don't think this is how God wants me to be. I don't think this is the patience that God wants me to have with this person. We might be able to see that, hey, maybe actually the reason why they're reacting that way or the way that they're talking to us is actually because they're hurting. Right, and instead of combating them with another insult or reacting of, oh, this is going to make, you want to tell me that? Well, I'm going to tell you this, right? Or maybe it's with your sibling, right? They're not sharing, or maybe they're having a tough day, or maybe last time you didn't share with them and that's why they're being impatient with you, right? So it allows us to get outside of ourselves and see maybe how God sees them through his lens. And the last area, when opportunities of patience arrive, we're expecting God to show up, we have to know that he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and what he says in his word is true. Right? God can work and move in the seemingly smallest situation to the biggest. And in the end, we can wait for the greatest reward of them all, is when he returns. Right? A lot of our patience here on earth is for us to help grow in anticipation. Grow in anticipation and in our patience in waiting in expectancy for the Lord to return. Oh, and about rewards. Remember when I told you guys would get in a reward if you guys were engaged and focused? I actually have a reward for everybody if we continue to stay engaged and focused. Yeah, after service, we'll be able to get a chance. I mean, shout out to Cinco de Mayo. We're going to be having paletas outside, all right? So that's better than broccoli and Brussels sprouts, right? That's a little better than we get excited for that. But in our past Bible reading in James 5, 7 through 11, I think it kind of addresses all of these opportunities that we have. Right? James 5, 7 through 11 says, "Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because of the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the same name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Right in this, James likens our patience to that of a farmer waiting for his crops. Right? The farmer has an expectancy and a knowing that there will be a harvest. But he also knows that there's seasons in between that need to come. Right? He says the autumn and the spring rains. And so just like us, we have to know that in our expectancy for something, in our expectancy for God to show up, in our expectancy for what we want, in the things that we're waiting for, that there's a season in between that we might have to wait. He also talks about, very plainly, don't grumble against each other, right? Because God sees it and God is the judge. He sees our heart and our character. And he also closes the verses by saying that when we face suffering, we actually count it as blessing when we go through it. You know, for me, the hardest part of today and preparing for this was, you know, personally, I know a lot of people that are in some tough situations, right? The season that they're in right now, it's difficult. You know, in some cases, you know, we there's things that we've been praying for, we've been hoping for, we've been waiting for. And in other cases, it's almost as if, like, we don't know what we're waiting for, but we just want things to change. You know, I don't know what you guys are going through, all of you guys are going through, or what you might be waiting for. But I know, you know, even talking about patience, it might be like, ah, that's good to know, but I don't feel like it's worth it. You know, I hear you on that. And for me, preparing for this, it almost didn't feel good enough to just say, we just need to be patient. We just need to hold on. And you know, to tell you the truth, it's not good enough. Right? Maybe it feels like, I don't have time for that. I don't think I can handle this. I don't think I can let go of certain things. That's fair. But I do feel like it's my job to point you to someone who does have the time for it, for someone that can handle it, and for someone who does have complete control and victory. And that's God. Right? When we look at patience in these active opportunities, I feel like patience produces something for us that is greater than that we can ever imagine. And that's in Romans 5, 3 through 5. It says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Right, we've been focusing on these three areas, these opportunities of patience when it comes to trials, when it comes to dealing with others, and when it comes to our expectancy of God showing up. And so to me, the final step in this is that when we wait, when it comes to trials and tribulation, when we wait in who Jesus is, we get to experience his goodness, his sovereignty, and his purpose. And then it produces in us our growth in our faith, our trust, and our character. Right? When dealing with others, we can wait in the lens that Jesus has. Right? The lens of grace and mercy and peace. And then we can be a blessing to others. We can have peace with one another, and we can love the same way that he does. Right? And when we wait in an expectancy for Jesus to show up, we recognize that he never fails, that he has victory, and that he loves us. And it produces in us resiliency, a deeper intimacy with God, and excitement for God's timing. Right? Patience is a way that we can better align ourselves with who God is, how he sees things, and his timing. I think we could all use a little bit more of that. The last thing I want to leave you guys with before we go into some application and a little bit of ministry time, is this quote that I heard from, his name is Chris Davenport. He's one of the singers and writers in Hillsongs, and he said, long story short, in the season and he was writing a song, his family was going through some pretty difficult things with his son. And they had to wait a lot to see what the results, how things were going to pan out. And it made him question, do I believe the things that I'm writing and I'm singing about? And so this is the quote that he said. The in-between is okay. It doesn't affect true things being true. They're still true. They're now and not yet. They're here and yet to come, and that's okay. The key is that you are never alone in any of it. And so kids, what I want you to know is that in the situations that are difficult, in times that it might be difficult to deal with other people, that's okay, that God is there with you, right? That it's okay to be in this place where you're not really sure, where you don't know the outcome, or how am I supposed to deal with these people? And for those of you that are in a situation that maybe no one knows about, maybe you're waiting for something to change. Maybe you're waiting for a new opportunity. Maybe you're waiting for somebody, or you're waiting for, there's endless things that we could be waiting for. I want you to know that it's okay to be in the in-between. That in the time that we're waiting, that in the waiting, we need to press into God even more. It's easy to feel like in those difficult times, no, I just need to figure it out. I just need to just do it. I need to find something else. I need to distract myself. But in actuality, I think he's calling us to be in the waiting. He's calling us to be in those moments where things are unsure. He's calling us to surrender and be okay within a place where things aren't in our control. He's calling us to be there when things haven't happened yet. He's calling us to be there and understand and have an expectancy that things are going to come. Right, and so I have a quick application for us, for you guys this week. First thing is to identify one thing that is requiring your patience. Maybe it's a trial or tribulation you're going through. Maybe it's a specific relationship or person, or maybe you're just waiting for things to change. So identify one of those things. Second part of it is, well, what is that thing requiring you to let go of? Maybe it's control, desire, fear, could be something else. And then in the waiting, I want you to actively pursue God in it. Don't just sit idle. Pursue his character. Pray into knowing who God is. Right? Maybe it's dealing with somebody else. Pray into being able to see like him so that you can then interact with that person the way that he would want you to. Maybe there's just a general waiting. Can we pursue his victory knowing that God's going to show up? He's faithful. Right? You know what the coolest thing is? This morning, I went over with the Forge how service was going to go and what's going on. We've been going over patience the last couple weeks. And I asked them, do you feel like it'd be good to offer prayer time during worship? And I could tell on their faces, they're like, if I say yes, I know he's going to ask me to pray. And I gave them some time to think about it. And I said, well, what do you guys think? And they said, no, yeah, I think we should pray. And so during this second set of worship, I don't know what you guys are going through. I don't know where you're at, what you're waiting through, what season you're in. But the Forge here, the middle schoolers, faithfully, they're going to be sitting on the side of the stage. And if you want prayer, they'll be there to pray for you. And so I just want to encourage you guys that even in the waiting, God's there, right? And the hard part is, it doesn't always feel like that, right? But just like he said in this quote, it doesn't affect that the true things being true. So that the character that we know God, the way that God views us and he sees us, and God's promise that he's coming back and he has victory for us, those are the things that we need to hold on to and press into, especially in these seasons of waiting. And so let me ask the worship team to come up and I'll close our time in prayer. Dear God, I thank you for today. I thank you for this Sunday that we can come before you as a church from all ages, God, and learn about the fruit of the Spirit and patience and how you call us to a higher level of patience. And we can only get to that point when we involve you, God. And so I just ask for everybody who maybe is struggling with patience or going through a season of having to wait for something or is going through trials and tribulations or have tough relationships, that we can anchor ourselves in you, that we can have this hope and this expectancy that you're going to show up, because you say you have victory, because you say that you work everything in our good, God. And so I just ask that we're able to surrender, we're able to let go of the things that may be holding us back, and instead we can press more into who you are, the way you see things, and knowing that you have a plan for us. And so God, I thank you for this time that we can worship together, that we can come before you and have prayer, that we can lay things at your feet. And I just want to pray all these things in your name. Amen. You know, the first song that we're going to do, I was thankfully answered with a yes by my wife that she would play a request that I had. It's going to be a new song. This song is called Another One by Elevation Worship. And in this song, it talks a lot about miracles. It talks a lot about the things that God did do and how those are the things that we can expect. Those are the things that we can have expectancy that he's going to do it again, that there's another one coming, that when he says he's going to do this, it's going to happen again. And so if you want to sing along, the words will be up there. But if not, you know, take the time to reflect and just sit with the words and the lyrics, and knowing that God is going to meet you wherever you're at. And so I just ask that you guys press into that and seek him in those things, seek him in the waiting, and I guarantee that he'll meet you there.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.